Many foods in the supermarket today contain artificial sweeteners, and according to a 2010 Harris Interactive poll conducted by the Sugar Association, 87% of American parents said that the sweetener used in a product is at least somewhat important to them, with more than half, 52%, trying to avoid artificial sweeteners. However, only a few can actually identify the common names of artificial sweeteners used by food manufacturers. For example, when shown the ingredient label from a common drink given to dehydrated infants, only 4% of those surveyed could identify all four sweeteners used in the product. And 1 in 7, 13%, couldn't identify any of the sweeteners, which included fructose, dextrose, sucralose, and acesulfame potassium. The survey found similarly low name recognition for other sweeteners, with only 1% ever hearing of neotame, 6% of isomalt, and 25% of maltose. Name recognition was higher among branded sweeteners, Equal, Sweet and Low, and Splenda, but those figures dropped by as much as half when the generic names of these products were used: saccharin, aspartame, and sucralose. To assist consumers in making informed choices about what is sweetening the products they purchase, the Sugar Association has petitioned FDA requesting changes to labeling regulations on sugar and alternative sweeteners, asking that artificial sweeteners and sugar alcohols be identified on the front of the package along with the amounts. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.